again. I'm passionate about. First was evangelism. Second was prayer. And I just say, I thank the Lord for my mother. Because her prayer is where I am now. There were times in my life when I went away. But she was on her knees, constantly asked the Lord for mercy and His grace. And I know some of you mothers that do the same thing for your children. So this morning, I were topping my, the whole week when I was just praying, asked the Lord, how I'm going to, it looks so simple, prayer, but it's so deeper. If you think about it, it's so deep about, and prayer is like what, how many letters? P-R-A-Y. This is four. But when I was meditating, like, I'm like, oh, wow. It makes sense. When I was growing up in Sunday school, our teacher would tell us, the first part of prayer, you need to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the second part, you need to repent. Why would I repent? Ask the Lord to forgive you. The other things that you think that you're okay, but you're not okay. For a simple example, that you hurt and you hold on that hurt against another person. You need to let go of that. And second, that's letter A, it's asking the Lord. You can't ask the Lord before. You have to repent. Ask the Lord to give you a clean heart. And why is when you heal. A lot of times, I have to confess, when I was little, I was like, Lord, do this for me. It's like giving the Lord all my needs, but not according to His way, not according to His will. And then we just named amen, thinking that God will work it out. But in why, this is when we pause and let Him speak to us. Prayer is two-way street. We ask the Lord what is in our heart according to His will, and then let Him speak back to you. And if you say, how? There are times when you sit in His presence and you just cry. That's the tears of Him speaking to your heart. He's touching that very sensitive part of you that's Him speaking. Respond back to you. So this morning, I want to start with something like this. What does scripture say about prayer? What does scripture, before I even say prayer is this, prayer that, because I cannot, blah, 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 if, what does scripture say about prayer? You will find in John 14, 13, and verse 14. Eric, thank you. Right there. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. There we go. Scripture tells us what the Lord say. Ask anything. We were asking in His name, Jesus' name, right? Ask it so the Son will be glorified. And if you ask anything in His name, He will do it. That's according to His way, His will. Not our will, not our way. Because a lot of things when we pray, Lord, do this. But Lord say, that's not my will. So we need to have that will of God. In Matthew 21, verse 22. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. So in everything, whatever things you ask in prayer, I believe in your heart, you will do it. So before you even pray, you believe that the Lord will answer you. The Lord will answer you. Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open to you. So there it is for what we do. We need to ask Him, and it will be given to us. But seeking is the part where we lack on sometimes. We lack on seeking Him. We need to seek His face and seek His will. And then when we find Him, what will you do? You don't want to leave because the presence of Him is overpower. The presence of him is on you because you seek his face. We seek his heart for you and for me. And then he said that when we find him, then we knock, because I believe Jesus is always at the door waiting for your knocking. He's waiting for us to knock so he can open the door for us to come. And there was right there. So when he opened the door, imagine our eyes. Oh, Jesus, you're here. And Jesus said, yeah, I've been waiting for you. But you haven't asked, you haven't knocked, and now I'm opening the door. I've been here waiting for your asking, waiting for your knocking, and now the door is wide open to you. So and then the second question. That's what the scriptures say about prayer. Excuse me. And then takes us to the second question. What did Jesus say about prayer? What did Jesus say about prayer? Matthew 6:6. But you, when you pray, go into your room. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in the secret will reward you openly. Yeah, we sometimes like, we drive. I'm just talking from experience, right? I drive, I'm like, for the Lord said, can you your secret place? Like, hello, I'm going to go and I'm driving. It doesn't mean for me, it's like there's an urgency the Lord will put in my heart to pray for someone. And right at that moment, I said, Lord, this person comes to my mind, so I pray if she's okay or whatever. But what it means that like early in the morning, as Jesus does, every day he woke up early in the morning because that's a quiet time. There's no distraction. We say, Father, today is another day. What is your heart for me today? As we know, when Jesus on this earth, he was walking, he was healing sick people. Miracle happened after miracle. He was sharing about the heart of the Lord. But you know what? The fruit of that is by his prayer before he went. He prayed before he goes. So when he goes and he speaks, people just like, just come. They just got healed. They received Jesus because Jesus prioritized prayer. So if Jesus does it, how will we not do it? Right? So we have to do that. One friend said to me, what do you do, Cain? What do you do, Cain, for praying regularly? I'm like, what does she mean by this? I pause a little bit and I respond to her and say, Usually, I don't earn anything, but rather, I lose things. I lose things. I say, what things you lose? I lost my pride. I lost my arrogance. I lost my greed. I lost my urge. I lost my anger. I lost my bitterness. I lost my unforgiveness. I lost the lust. I lost the pleasure of lying. I lost the taste of sin. I lost impatience, despair, and discourage. She looked at me and was like, and I said, I'm just talking from the Spirit. When I go to the Lord in prayer, I lost those. Because if I take that with me, I will not see the hand of God for me. We have to have those things of our heart to drop so we will just feel his presence. Because his heart is for us to bless us. He wants us to know his grace and his mercy. Even though we sin, but he say, I will give you grace. I will forgive you. Sometimes we'll forgive people, but it's so hard to forgive ourselves. Right? So these are the things when I pray. Sometimes I lost, especially the pride. I was so full of pride. And even this morning, it said, Lord, I give you my heart. Will you humble me to bring your word? I have to tell you, church, this whole week when I was meditating, I'm like speaking to myself. I'm like, Lord, I repent. I repent, but you make me pure before you before I even bring your word. Because your word is powerful. Your word is pure. Your word is blameless. So for a person that's not pure before the Lord, bring the word, something is not okay. So I have to become pure before the Lord and ask him to take all the stuff that's hindering my relationship with him. Take away those things that's been a burden. Because God's heart is not for us to have burdens. He's going to say, cast all your cares to me because I do care. So when we pray, don't take any burden to the throne of God. Don't take any. What I mean, like, you can take it and leave it there. When you take your burden to him, leave it there. Sometimes I take my burden, I'm like, oh no, Lord, I'm bringing it back. And the Lord said, no. So this fighting, the flesh and the spirit were like, ugh. But the Lord gave us the strength to fight against the flesh. The spirit of the Lord is in us. It has to be win. The spirit of the Lord in us has to win. Because he won the battle. By dying on the cross and rose again. And he left us that to us to fight our battles every day on our knees. On our knees. To pray and ask him. So, you know, sometimes we pray not to gain something, but to lose things that don't allow us to grow spiritually. And that's why those things is hanging on. The enemy doesn't want us to grow spiritually. But the heart of the Lord for us to grow us spiritually. If you've been a Christian for a long time and still living in the sinful world, living on holding on to those things, the Lord is telling us today, this morning, let go. I want to give you all these precious things because he has all the riches in him. We might say we're poor financially. You might say we're poor spiritually. But God has all the riches. We just need to grab hold of that riches from him. Amen. So, prayer educates us, it strengthens us, and heals us. Prayer is the channel that connects with directly to God. When you pray, you're not praying to some, you and God. Just you and God. So that brings us to another question. What is prayer? 1 Thessalonians 5. Okay, hold on. I want to make sure that we're in line with Eric. No, I'm wrong. Luke 11, verse 1-13. Sorry, Eric. Now it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place, when he sees that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. If you don't know or whatever, Jesus, like it says over there, disciple was like, see, all this miracle happened. All these things happened. And they're like, Jesus, I see this. And I know that you'll go pray before. Teach us how to pray like how John taught his disciple. So this is something I was pondering, like, okay, we say the Lord's Prayer. But if you look at the words, it's not the Lord's Prayer, it's our prayer, right? But Jesus said, when you pray, pray like this. So he's putting the words for us. Because Jesus is sinless. But this is how he taught us how to pray. So in the prayer, Lord's Prayer, it's like, first, he was like, our Father. It's, is like exhorting the Lord for us. And then next, it's like God, then us, and then God. So in our prayer life, God should be like exalted first. And then we repented. That party of us. And then like come back to the Lord and thanking him for what he's going to do ahead. And what he's thinking he's doing right now. Because I know all of us sitting here, that you have a miracle. You have a testimony of what God is doing in your life, in your family. But there's somebody still waiting for an answer. Doesn't mean God not hearing your prayer. He's working on it. For me, last month would be 24 years since I've been a missionary. And I have been praying. Because I left a job where I get good money. It's like I earned $500 fortnight. So that's a lot of money. But when I left, I became a missionary. That was a challenge. Leave no bay. You have to raise money to be in a mission. If you raise money to come to Canada, because I left Samoa in 2006 and came to Canada. And it was like, Lord, you called me here. So you have to do something. Do something. I haven't seen it. Yeah, they come and then go. But it took 17 years to see the fruit. Last 7 years, I saw the hand of the Lord. People were like randomly supporting me. And even right now in Canada, I have to be honest, the only church supporting me is our church. And there's a lot of temptation with them. I'm like, well, you have a lot of support in the States. What do you know what to say? But that's not God's calling me. He's calling me in Canada. And that's a challenge. But see, by praying for that long time, for 17 years, he finally answered my prayer. And now I'm like, I know the Lord is good. But by praying and asking him, I knew what happened. So if you've been praying a long time, if you're praying for your family's salvation, don't give up. Keep praying. Because God is working. God is working on your behalf. Because that's his heart. He sent Jesus on this earth to die for us. We were saved. We are saved. The same thing that we pray for our families to be saved. Amen? So, now back to 1 Thessalonians. Eric, sorry. What is prayer? Prayer is praying without ceasing. Continuously, not give up. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. So spending time with God in prayer is one of the most exciting privileges we have as a believer. Yet, so many people are still confused about what prayer is and wonder why they should pray. So, what is prayer? Prayer is communication with God, is talking to God. We do by praising him, confessing our sins before him, thanking him, and asking him for our need and desires. So prayer is communion with our Creator, right? Communion with our Father, our Heavenly Father, the Creator of the universe. He created you and I. You know, when after he, like Pastor Kyle said that last week, he just, how he created the universe, he just spoke. But when it comes to us, he dirtied his finger. That's how special we are. He created us in his image by using his hand to create you and I. That's, if you don't think about how special we are. How special we are. He's our Father. He created us and breathe the breath of life in us so we can just like, oh, that's what God created. Yeah, he's my daddy. He has so much thing that I need to enjoy in life. When we pray, we engage in loving fellowship with the Maker, our Heavenly Father. He was graciously invited us into the close covenant relationship with Him through the person and work. And who is that? Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ. So prayer is kind of central of the Christian life. Christians are commanded to pray continually in that 1 Thessalonians 5:17. So it's a commandment for all of us to pray continually. Even if we don't feel like it, we have to pray. Because that's our assignment is to pray. And I know when you feel with the Holy Spirit will prompt you to pray for something. There's the urgency always, all the time. If you have a relationship with the Lord, and every day, you can sense that, right? You can sense that the Lord is like, oh, there's something is not right. I'm sensing that the Lord say, go this way, or pray for this person, or call this person. We have to obey. We have to obey. When He's prompting you to do that, do it, because you might be saving that person's life. You might be saving that person's life. Or you might be like helping that person for words of encouragement that you're giving to that person. So prayer is not like when we get into a gathering, it's like, okay, we have to pray. Let's wear a cloth of prayer. No, prayer should be our everyday life, all the time, every second, every minute, everywhere we go, we should just pray. We don't need to close our eyes. We're like, Lord, I'm going this way. You provide someone to pray for. For me, I say, Eric and Say know that. I put them a lot of spot where we go on the streets, like, what is God saying? I'm like, well, auntie, I didn't like go into the throne of God and ask the Holy Spirit what He needs us to pray and who we can pray for. And a lot of time when we were street invaders, Eric felt like, Father Lord, something, go for it, pray for that person. And that's something that we train our young people to hear God and act upon it, obey and do it. So if our kids will do that, here we are adults, should do it as well, right? We should do it as well. So Christians are commanded to pray. Sorry, I wrote all my stuff here. So if you're finding it hard to grasp the importance of prayer, here are 10 powerful reasons to persevere. These are my 10 parts, and if you don't agree, that's fine. So first, God called us to pray. He called us to pray. In every situation, we should pray. Not just when we downfall, not when we don't feel like it. When we're feeling good, then we're like praising Him, right? And that's a time when we hardly like, oh, thank the Lord for this. But when we go through, hit the wall, my Lord, all the time that we had to pray, good time, bad time, so, we need to pray. And don't give up. Don't give up. In Luke 18:1, then He spoke parable of them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. There we go. When we pray, not to lose heart. Not to lose heart. So your Heavenly Father wants you and I to talk to Him regularly, continually, and persistently. Will you answer His loving call today? Just leave it with that question. Number two, Jesus prioritized prayer. Jesus made communion with God the first priority in His life. His approach to prayer was intentional and disciplined. He often rose early, as I said it earlier, went to a quiet place where he could focus on the Father. Mark 1:35-38. If the Son of God prioritized His need for prayer, how much more should we? Right? I would just throw that challenge to us every day. If we are Christian that love God and want God to answer our prayer, want God to fulfill us in calling us, and you want us to bless her with everything. This is what we need to do. Prioritize prayer. We need to pray. Have prayer as our first priority in the morning. Before you even think about your coffee or tea, just pray and ask the Lord. I convict from that, because after I pray, I'm like, I need to go do my coffee. But prioritize prayer. Because he does wait. When we wake up in the morning, he's waiting for us to talk to him, so he can respond back to us. Number three, our Heavenly Father rewards us when we pray. The Father gives good gifts to those who ask him. Matthew 7:11. One of the good gifts of prayer is that it changes us. And what we ask for prayer that longs to know the giver more than his generous gift will move us to ask for what is best for us, right? We wanted good gifts and we enjoy good gifts, but we forgot the giver. We forgot the giver. He's giving us good gifts. He doesn't give us any secondhand gifts. He doesn't give us a gift that we don't enjoy. But the best gift he gives us is prayer. Because prayer does change things. Prayer does work. And you feel like, oh, come, he's not answering. Be patient. He has his own time. Maybe the Lord's not answering because you're still struggling with things in your life. You're still thinking, I'm like, oh, maybe you have unforgiveness in your heart. Maybe you have bitterness or something. And a lot of things right now that I know some of my friends, when we talk, it's like, oh, I'm jealous because you're more anointing than I do. Well, if you want anointing, ask the Lord to give you that anointing. Because people will ask God for that. He's giving to you. And it's there for anyone. You just not ask for it. Right? We need to ask and he will be given to you according to his way. According to his will. Hang in there. Almost there. I'm only at 30. So, will you prayerfully pursue the great reward of seeking his will above your way? Were you willing and prayerfully pursue the great reward of seeking his will above our will? You have the answer. I'm not going to give you the answer, but something I'll throw it there for you to ponder about and just ask the Lord for that. He will give you the strength. If you feel like, oh, am I going to do it? He will give us the strength. Number four, prayer strengthens us against temptation. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus told his disciples to watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Matthew 26:41. Even so, the disciple fell asleep. Yes, prayer can be hard because our flesh kicks in, right? And there are times I feel the same thing too. Like we just finished that 21-day worship and prayer, so my hours to be in the prayer house is from 6 to 4 in the morning. 6 to 4 in the morning. And there are times like 3 o'clock, I barely know. Okay, who's coming? Is somebody supposed to pray? Because we have people come worship for 1 hour, people come pray. And then the person doesn't come, so I just go up and just pray. Once I started to pray, man, the energy just like, phew. The energy just like overpower you. So it doesn't matter how tired, but if you connect with the Spirit of the Lord, that strength, the instant strength was just like, because you're tapping into the presence of the Lord. You're just there for him, for us on his behalf, on our behalf to him. Yeah. So even so, the disciple fell asleep, yet prayer can be hard. It can even be a struggle. We're human. It can be a struggle. but it's also sure way to withstand temptation. We need to stand temptation. Even when you feel weak, will you pray for the strength to stand firm in Christ? Will you stand firm in Christ? Even if you're weak, that's when you speak. Like he says in the word, I am weak, but with you I am strong. With you I am strong. Speak life to yourself, and then all of a sudden your energy is like, now I'm ready to pray. Speak to yourself and even pray scripture to yourself. It edify the body. It just make you like, okay, I need to praise the Lord. I need to worship the Lord in prayer. And you know, I just want to say, prayer, you can practice praying. If you say, I never pray. I come across a lot of people, been a Christian for a long time. I don't know how to pray in front of the church. But how you pray at home? How you pray at home should be the same how you pray at church. Because when you pray at church, it's the same thing how you pray at home. But because you want this nice word, like the Bible say about those, it's just like stand outside and pray. Oh Lord. But see, it's not the nice words, it's the nice heart. It's the nice heart that the Lord sees and you receive your prayer. So even if you go to front of the church and Pastor God says, come, don't pray for the service. How you pray is when you're in your quiet time with the Lord. Lord, here we are as a church, as a family. We want you to bless us. So it's all about practicing. It takes you from baby steps into an adult and an army walk. Where an army can walk, it's like, you know how, I don't know, Eric might know how to, you know, that kind of walk with chest up, head up, and say, Lord, I'm ready to fight a battle. And that's why I feel like God is saying to us, it's time for us to be mature spiritually in our prayer. The church needs prayer. Your family needs your prayer. Your friends need your prayer. And I believe a praying church is a blessing church. A praying church is a church that hears the heart of the Lord. A praying church is a church that the Lord will bring people that need prayer. It's not because of us, it's about Him. It's Him that is giving us that boldness and His heart. When we pray, we should know how we pray. When we pray, we tap into His heart, Lord. How can I pray for this person? How can I pray for this person? A lot of time, the Lord will give me a word for someone. I'm like, I don't know that person. And I'm like, hey, I don't know me. I don't know you. You don't know me. But I sense that this is what I want to say this to you all the time. The person like, how do you know when you're an angel? I'm not an angel, but I'm worshiping the God that I believe. And that's when evangelists come. They're like, oh, tell me more about this. And then all the prayer that I want, can you pray for this, my son? So one thing, and then it keeps coming and coming. But I really felt like church this morning, felt the Lord said that we need to really be faithful with our prayer life. Be faithful with our prayer life. Prayer is not like just one way. Lord, do this, do this. Take time. Every time you pray, sit back, yield like that last way. Let Him speak back to you. Let Him speak back to you. When He does that, don't just like, but Lord, no, there's no but. Let Him soften your heart. Let Him speak to you. And His answers are always gentle. His answers always have that peace in you. His answer is always like that excitement in you. That word cannot explain it. Only Him. But it's like, huh, that's my daughter. I'm proud of him because he hears my voice. That's my son. I'm proud of him because he hears me when I speak to him. So, 5. God uses our prayer to accomplish His will in our lives. His will in the community where you belong. Through prayer, God allows us to be involved in His work, in His kingdom work, that we go on forever. When we pray, we participate in God's will, being accomplished on earth as it is in heaven, like was in his prayer. Right? So Matthew 6, 9 to 10. I don't know if that's there, Eric. It's okay. Matthew 6, verse 9 to 8. It's just like about that prayer. What an awe-inspiring privileges, right? Do you believe God bring about great change in response to your prayer? Do you think? Do you believe? I do believe, because it happens to my life. And it's amazing when you do believe and work with God and experience that. It's like you walk on the earth. I'm like, bring it on. But you know what? When you do that, be careful, because the enemy doesn't want you to satisfy the longing of God. The enemy. But you know, as a prayer person, you just kick the enemy out of your head, right? Just like, hey, get me behind. Because I long for Jesus. I long for his presence. And none of those things will come in your way if you learn to block the enemy that coming from this little spot that you open up. Learn to experience to tell the enemy, no way. So, happy Mother's Day. Number 6, we're almost there. Are you getting this? Are you tired? Hang in there, guys. I'm going to bring all the things that the Lord put in my heart for us. Prayer is powerful and effective. Prayer has great power as it is working. Christ, who dwells in our hearts through faith, empowers us to live for him. Ephesians 6:17. So he's him as we commune with him. We have revived from the inside out as we become increasingly confident in the effect our work of our relationship with God. Amen. Amen. Just not if you're getting it. I'm like, oh, amen. We have a church here. So are you convinced enough of God's power to pray with confidence? His word said, be confident in praying. So when we have that confidence, nothing will come in the way when you have confidence in the Lord, when you have confidence in Christ. Confident in Christ. No, I didn't get the rest of it. So, point number 7, prayer gives God glory. Amen? Prayer gives God glory. Help us, God, our Savior, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake. Psalm 79:9. God always hears the prayer of his children and answer with what we need at the right time, at his time. When ordinary people wholly depend on an extraordinary God, he gets all the glory. Amen. Amen. I like that. I'm glad we're not live streaming, because... So when you seek prayer, when you see prayer answer, will you lift your eyes and heart whole heavenly word to wonder at God's glorious will and ways? When you see answer prayer in your life, will you look up and say, thank you, Lord? Thank you, God, because you answered my prayer. Because it's amazing, because if we see... Thank you, Lord. For me, my first response, like, on my knees, thank you, Lord. It's not me, it's you, and you're the one that does the doing, and you're the one that does the healing. You're the one that brings the peace. You're the one that empower me to do the things of you. Learn to let our flesh under, and learn to have the God of glory before him. Before him. we should respond with gratitude unto the Lord. Sure, because He is good. He is good. Lord, You are good. Your mercy endures forever. You are good, God. I'm sorry, I get emotional when I speak about Jesus. Almost there. Number 8. Prayer helps us receive and give forgiveness. Woo! Prayer helps us receive and give forgiveness. Ouch. Jesus taught us, and also He taught His disciple to pray, like in His prayer. He said, pray like this. So this is one of the part of His prayer. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. When we humbly confess our falling, our failing before the Lord, He promised to forgive and cleanses us completely. If we faithfully confess the Lord, ask Him to forgive us from our sins, He will completely cleanse us. He will. It doesn't mean that we keep doing the same sin over and over. But as we go on our daily life, we need to ask the Lord to give us strength, discernment, to discern which one is His and which is not His, so we can go through it with Him. Because I can tell you, church, we cannot do without strength. Cannot do it without strength. But with Him, we can accomplish a lot of things. With Him, that we can do a lot of things for His kingdom. We are here on this earth. We have assignment. Doing the kingdom business for the Lord. Doing the things of His kingdom. Doing His will. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He promises us to forgive and cleanses us completely. Receiving such as drowning under deserved forgiveness. Frees us to do the same for others. Amen. When we know that we're forgiven by God, we should do the same thing for others. People that hurt us, people that treat you wrong. So if God cleansed us from this unforgiveness, we should do it as well. We should do it as well. And if you say, Fana, it's hard, that's when you're like, Lord, give me the strength. Give me the strength. I have experienced this. A lot of people hurt me. And I'm like, Lord, I'm not here for these people. I'm here for You. You fight my battle. At the end, they were like, I'm so sorry, Fana, for this. I'm like, when did that happen? I totally forgot. It's amazing when you forgive someone. The Lord will work things out. Later on, they're like, you know that day? I'm like, what? What happened? You forgot because you released that forgiveness. You forgave them. And then the Lord will do His thing. So church, that's one of the things that will hinder your prayer. If you still have an unforgiving heart. Unforgiving heart. Do you know the power of God's forgiveness in your prayer life? Will you pour out the same grace for those who have wronged you? I'm going to just bring it to You. You just process and just, Lord, give me the strength. I'm just like, even for myself, when the Lord downloaded all this, it's like, oh Lord, I need to forgive that person. So now it's like when I bring it to you, I feel so peace because I did my job of forgiving people that hurt me. And it's so easy to do that before I even bring to you. It's an ongoing process. It's just one time. It's an ongoing process. But we have the peace of the Lord and we have Him in our heart. We have Him with us. That strength that He will give us. The Holy Spirit now to help us with everything that we think, oh, you have no idea how much that person. Yeah, but you have no idea how God loves you, right? Hallelujah. 9. Almost there. My timing is, anyone have the time to time me? I'm done. Prayer reveals the sufficiency of God's grace. As the Apostle Paul pleaded for deliverance from his thorn in his flesh, in the flesh, God responded with all sufficient grace. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 8 and 9. As we pray for release from our suffering, we can rest assured His power will be made perfect in us as we depend on Him. Right? As we pray for release from our suffering, we can rest assured His power will be made perfect in us as we depend on Him. So we're not dependent on our thoughts, we're not dependent on we depend on Him. Depend on Him. When you pray that your pain will propel you away from the self-reliance and deeper into His grace, will you pray that? I'll just leave it that to you. I will leave it that to you. When it comes to the last part, prayer keeps us thankful. Amen. Prayer keeps us thankful. Prayer is a way we can pause and praise God for every blessings He showers upon us. As we look back, we bless Him for His faithfulness. In our presence, we praise Him for His salvation and loving kindness. Looking ahead, we thank Him that one day He will present us before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy. Don't you want that? Yes, I will. You guys want that? I want it. And you find that in Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. So then I will leave with this. Will you thank God for His goodness in your past, present, and future? Will you thank God for your past, present, and future? Yeah, your past was past. Your present is here. And He's carrying our present to the future. So He's carrying us there. You know, power of prayer is when somebody interceding for you. And a lot of time, I know that my siblings being prayed for me. I'm the 11th. I'm the number 11. I'm the last one. But the 10 of them, growing up, they see me went a different way. As pastor's daughter, missionary daughter, very selfish daughter, I was like, Mom and Dad, always with the church, always like going somewhere else, and me, what about me? What about me? And it makes me feel like, Lord, when I am going to high school, I want to go to New Zealand. And He answered the prayer, but wrong motive. But not knowing that the Lord will bring me back to His will. But all that went through, my life went away. Out of the 10, all of them never drink, never smoke, never went that way. They're like in the church or do stuff. 4 of my brothers are pastors. 3 of my sisters are pastor's wife. 2 of my brothers have mission business that supporting missionary, but not their sister. It's okay. But you know, they've seen where they're going to go. And I say, I don't want to be a missionary. I don't want to be a pastor's wife. I don't want to be a pastor. Well, God said, watch out, girl. I'm a missionary now for 24 years. And I'm also an ordained pastor. But I prefer missionary than pastor. But you know what? The Lord is calling us differently, different places for His glory. So some people say, oh, you're missionaries. Like, no, we have the same calling. Maybe different calling, but the same purpose is to win a soul. Same person is to reach out and touch someone. So it's not like because I go, but here in our church, we need to be an encourager to one another. Here in our church, we need to pray, especially pray for our pastors. The pastor need prayer. Our worship team need prayer. Every member of church need prayer. If we get to pray for one another, man, that's amazing. Now we see the fruits. Not just we pray when we feel like it. Just pray. Just pray. So to end my, I have like slideshow. Well, not slideshow, but this is a clip by Isaac. It really encourages me. So you can just watch and be blessed. And then I will end up later. Okay, Eric, please.
Now this is where I do my fighting. A closet. I call it my war room.
So you wrote prayers for each area of your life?
A prayer strategy.
Yes.
Now, I used to do what you and your husband are doing, but it got me nowhere. And then I really started studying what the scriptures say. And God showed me that it wasn't my job to do the heavy lifting. No, that was something that only He could do. It was my job to seek Him, to trust Him, and to stand on His word.
Miss Clara, I've never seen anything like this. And I admire it. I really do. I don't have time to pray that much every day.
But you apparently have time to fight losing battles with your husband. Elizabeth, if you will give me 1 hour a week, I can teach you how to fight the right way with the right weapons.
Since you're good with the asking price, I'll go ahead and list the house. I'd like to think about our other discussion.
Elizabeth, please forgive me for being so direct, but I see in you a warrior that needs to be awakened. But I will respect whatever decision you make.
Thank you, Miss Clara. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Don't let me push too hard, Lord. I know I got a big mouth.
This is something that we think about. Opportunities like this happen. That lady went over there for housing or whatever, but that lady used that opportunity to reach out to her. So the second one, Eric, please. There's still more.
And all is stripped. One, two, three.
I appreciate
something
you coming. Coffee will be ready.
That will bless your
Now, I ran a sales report from the area. Wrote down a suggested asking price for the house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you say your husband did for a living?
Well, we actually haven't talked about that, but he's...
God, I need you. I know I haven't prayed like I should. I know that I haven't followed you like I should. But I need you right now. Lord, I've been so angry at Tony, and I am still so angry at him. But I don't want to lose my marriage. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. I'm not his judge, you are. But I'm asking you, please, please don't let him do this. Take over. Please take over. Take my heart and take all this anger. Help him love me again. And help me love him. He's doing something wrong. Don't let him get away with it. Stand in his way. I'm asking you, please, to help me. The thief comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I've come that you may have life and have it abundantly. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Submit to God. Resist the devil. Devil, but I know you can hear me. You have played with my mind and had your way long enough. No more.
You are done. Jesus is the Lord of this house. And that means there's no place for you here anymore. So take your lies, your schemes, and your accusations and get out in Jesus' name. You can't have my marriage. You can't have my daughter. And you sure can't have my man. This house is under new management, and that means you are out. And another thing, I am so sick of you stealing my joy, but that's changing too. My joy doesn't come from my friends. It doesn't come from my job. It doesn't even come from my husband. My joy is found in Jesus. And just in case you forgot, he has already defeated you. So go back to hell where you belong and leave my family alone.
A prayer woman that really sincere is asking the Lord for help. And what I brought here this morning, if words that I would say, how the Lord brought things to my heart, if doesn't make sense, I think clips like this will like remind you of how we deal with the devil, how we deal with our mind. Like one of the scripture that Pastor Kyle was mentioning last week was like, capture the thoughts, our thoughts, right? And there's sometimes when you want to pray like, oh, you know, you have to speak it out like she did. You have to speak it out. You're like, you have no control of my thoughts, that my thoughts should be that I have the mind of Christ. So church, I just want to encourage our church with this. Where are we with our prayer life? Where are we with our prayer life? If our prayer life is in the neutral, key of the neutral, I think the Lord said, I want to go forth. Change the key from neutral to 2, 3, 4, right? Because when we go forth with the Lord, there's so much more that the Lord wants you to see in your life and the life of people around you if you go forward. Because they stay neutral, it will not going to do you any good. And what you have for the presence of the Lord right now, have the desire of not satisfied with what the Lord has for you. Have the desire more of Him, more of Him. And less of us. So this morning, I just want to encourage us to go check our prayer life. Are we lacking our prayer life? Are we not faithful with our prayer life? Where are we? So to end, I just want us to close our eyes. I always like to give you a space to respond to Him. I'm not going to tell you to come. If you want to come for prayer, yeah. But I want you, this is you and God. Just meditate and ask God, like, where am I with my prayer life, Lord? I'll respond. Him and Him alone sees that. And if we are lacking in our prayer life, if we are still in our prayer life from last year, I felt the Lord said, going deeper. This year, I want you to pray. A prayerful person. That when people see you, they come to you for prayer because you'll live it out. So take that moment and you respond to Him. And if you have any prayer response that you want to pray in the mic is here for you. I can close it, but if that burns in your heart that you want to pray up to the Lord, and we're supporting you and we're with you. So there's no shy in you. Because the Lord sees your heart. And I want to go, I don't want to pass this. If you have a prayer in your heart, do you want to pray for all of us? We'll support you if you want to pray. It's not like a long prayer, but I know the Lord's giving you that. Maybe 3 lines, because he sees your heart and he's faithful with you. We just need to trust him. He's working things out. So, you know, we're just going to play a little musical. And then we're not in a rush. You know, food is still there. But we don't want to leave the presence of the Lord. Because he's speaking. And I could see he's whispering in your heart. And he's giving you that healing in your heart. Lord, I thank you for your word this morning. Even when I was meditating on your word this week, that you put your finger on all those spots in my life that needs correction, that needs growing, that needs healing. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you do that for me. I pray that for our church this morning. Will you heal the hurts? Will you strengthen us spiritually? Father, will you take us deeper in knowing you and seeking your face every day in our lives? Father, I thank you. You're such a grateful Father. You're such a gentle Father that you respond in love. That you respond in kindness. But Lord, here we are coming back to you. With our hearts of brokenness, with our hearts that need you more. Will you strengthen us, Lord, in our prayer life? We're sorry if you speak to us a certain time and we think like, oh, it's not the time to pray. Lord, we're repentant. Father, give us the strength to pray what's in your heart. To talk to you in a way that nothing will hindrance our communication with you. Father, we just ask you, Lord, that any prayer in our hearts for salvation of our family, no, you seize all those souls that need to know you, Father, that we'll just give it to you. Our workplace where people don't know you, Lord, Father, we pray that you will prepare their hearts to come to know you, Lord. Father, I just pray, Lord, for the desire of our hearts that were pleasing you, Father. I just pray, Lord, that you do that. That, Lord, we pray. If anything is not of yours that we pray, Father, I pray that you close that door and open the doors to the things of you so we can see the glory of you in our lives. Father, I just pray that would give us the courage to pray from your heart. We're getting tired of praying short prayers. I'm like, just a routine. Like, thank you, Lord, for food. Father, give us the new prayer.
Yes.
A new prayer. And even when we sit on the table and then you put in our heart to pray for something, let it be not a shameful thing, not just like a time to pray. And I feel this is what the Lord is saying. Be sensitive when I tell you to pray for certain things, even if you go to bed. Even if you're eating and there's somebody that needs the salvation, then we have to obey. Oh, we thank you. Give us that sensitive of you to pray for someone instead of gossiping about something. To pray about a nation. Lord, this year that we, even right now, we are day 11 of praying for a nation. Father, I just pray, have your mercy upon our nation of Canada. Lord, there's so many things we don't like, but Lord, we'll just give it to you. Your word say pray for our leaders, and that's our job as Christians. We need to pray for our leaders. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Father, oh, thank you for what you're doing. Lord, I pray for our families, that they come to know you in the way that you want us. The intimacy with you, Lord. Father, we just thank you, Lord, because I know the only way to fight the battle is on our knees, intercede for others, and praying and asking you for your wisdom, asking you for your will in our lives. Father, I pray that I don't know, only you know, the desire of the hearts of each and every one of us here today, Lord. Where you meet those desires, Father. If they need financial support, Father, Lord, I just pray that your riches is so much that we will trust in you. If we need healing, physical, Lord, in the name of Jesus, your stripes, that we are healed. We need healing emotionally in the name of Jesus. We receive that healing. Spiritual healing, Lord, we need that desperately. Father, I thank you. You're a Father that gave us good gifts. The Lord, the words we hear today, we're not because, oh, that was good, but Father, I pray that we'll act upon the words that we hear today. Let it minister to our hearts. Stir in our hearts, Lord, to love you more. Stir it in our hearts to know you more. Stir in our hearts, Lord, to live out your word says. We're done with the things of the world. We are done with what the enemy bring in our thoughts. Right. Father, I just pray that you give us a mind of Christ. And give us that strength to go against the things of the enemy, the things of the world that try to entertain our mind. Father, I thank you because you're a loving Father. Bless our church today. Bless each family, especially bless the mothers. And bless the wallet of the fathers that will treat the mothers today, Jesus. Father, we thank you because you're a loving Dad. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Hasn't left you. He sees all things. And he's on the throne today. All foundations have been shaken. When I'm left standing in the dark. And all I feel is my heart breaking. You still reign and you're still God. And when it feels all hope has faded, the heavy questions hit so hard. And though my soul may feel forsaken, you still reign and you're still God. This one truth will be my story. You still reign and you're still God. I will declare that you are with me. And he's for us. No voices whisper that you're not. You'll never leave me nor forsake me. Cause you still reign and you're still God. Oh, I can't see what's before me. I know that I can trust your heart. And this one truth will be my story. Oh, you still reign and you're still God. I'll trust the victory of your cross and fix my eyes upon you, Jesus. For you are God and I am not. Still reign and you're still God.